Welcome to the Log Newscast, providing context for today's boating and fishing news. I'm Catherine Clements.
And I'm Jordan Darling. The Log Newscast is a bi-monthly podcast to provide in-depth context highlighting experts and witnesses in the log's news stories.
The RMS Queen Mary is an ocean liner that retired in Long Beach, California in 1967. It closed to the public due to the COVID-19 pandemic, but that will soon change. I spoke with Joy Contreras, the Community Relations Officer for Long Beach, and Johnny Vallejo, the Acting Director for Economic Development, and we did a deep dive into the cosmetic adventure that the vessel has begun to endure. The ship has been in Long Beach since the 1960s, but age has weakened her infrastructure over time, and now the city has begun conducting repairs. One of the biggest projects is removing the deteriorated lifeboats that have put stress on the sides of the ship, causing cracks in the support system because they're so heavy. $5 million will go into repairing this historic Long Beach landmark, and the city plans to reopen the vessel to the public by the end of 2022.
Hi, Catherine. My name is Joy Contreras. I serve as the Community Relations Officer for Public Works, and I'd like to introduce you to our Acting Director of Economic Development, Johnny Vallejo.
Hi, Johnny. Nice to meet you. And you as well, Joy.
Nice to meet you.
So we shouldn't take too long. I only have about five big questions written down.
Sure.
Do you want me to go through them one at a time or just list them all off to you right now?
No, why don't we just go through one at a time?
Perfect.
That works.
So then first, I just want to know what would have happened to the Queen Mary if the city of Long Beach had not bought it.
So we did not buy it. So the city has always owned the asset, both the ship and the shoreside property. Typically, over the last 40 years or so, we have leased the asset and the shoreside to long-term lessees. So that's kind of been the arrangement, the structure over the last several decades. Every operator has seemingly struggled at the site. So what the city has done, at least for the short-term period, is we have taken possession of our asset, and we are looking to operate it ourselves through an operator. So we are conducting improvements on the ship as we speak. Department of Public Works is heading up most of those critical repairs at the moment, and we are in negotiations with an operator to operate the hotel and visitor serving services on our behalf.
There was a point where the fate of the boat was that it was going to be sunk. Is that correct?
So no, so that, I think those are some of the discussions that happen on Facebook and social media. That's never been a fear on the city side from any operator or the city or city staff. Have never had any fear of the ship sinking. It is very shipworthy. It's safe. Many of the critical repairs we're doing now are to make it structurally more safe and to address things like possible water intrusion. So, we're implementing projects to make it even safer, but there has never been any serious consideration or fear that the ship was going to sink or right. be sunk.
And repairs have already begun, right? And I think I read that you started with the lifeboats or the tenders that are on the side of it.
That's
so
correct.
How does that work? Did they just remove those and give them to a museum
sure.
or auction them off or?
Yeah, so right now there is an open RFP for the disposition of those lifeboats, generally seeking partners at museums, developers, or preservationists who have an interest in acquiring one of those lifeboats and preserving it for their own display. We are also keeping three now, original lifeboats, to remain in place and will be part of a future preservation efforts. One is being retained down in the wharf area and will be, visitors to the ship will be able to see it as they board the ship. That the removal of those lifeboats really was critical to the structural integrity of the ship. They put extreme pressure on both the davits and the side shell, which is not only the structural support for the sides of the ship, particularly from the prom deck up, but the side shell and those davits really are the structural structural piece that holds up the second and third floors above the prom deck. So the fact that those are getting pulled apart because of the weight of the boats, it was really important that okay. those be removed for the structural integrity of the ship.
I heard from someone else that those boats were going to be replaced with like almost a paper mache version of the real ones.
Most likely we would replace it with a replica of some sort, so it retains the visual aesthetic of the ship along with the lifeboats. That process and project has not yet been determined. But yeah, there is discussion about replacing with a fiberglass replica.
Fiberglass. Okay, cool. When will the project be completed?
So the which project?
Like the repair project in general. When will it be finished so that the public can go back to Queen Mary?
So we are committed to ongoing repairs. There's enough to be fixed on the ship. It really is similar to the Golden Gate Bridge. You start on one end, you get to the other, and you start all over again. So the maintenance of the ship and repairs really is a continual process and program. So we will be completing repairs, critical repairs, shooting for a fall opening. But, I don't anticipate there will ever be a completion of all the needs of the ship. It's something that we will kind of reassess on an annual basis and prioritize.
The money from auctioning off these pieces of the boat, does that money go back into the boat?
So we don't anticipate revenue generation from the disposition of the lifeboats. We really are just looking for preservation partners, people who are interested in preserving an important part of history. So it's not being done as a revenue generating effort. That being said, the intention is money and revenue generated on the ship will be used to take care of the ship. So once we're operational and bringing in revenue, the idea, different than a lessee, an operator, operates the ship for the purpose of generating profit, we don't have that profit incentive. We have a revenue incentive. We want the ship to do well. We want the ship to make money in order to reinvest that money on the ship.
One last question. Are you able to tell me how much revenue the Queen Mary generates each year or annually?
So, that's difficult. I can share with you the financials for the operator prior to the pandemic when it was shut down and prior to their bankruptcy. But, we're really going to be generating that understanding of the ship's financials as we move forward. We have a general idea of what the revenue capacity could be, and I can share the financials with you. I don't have it off the top of my head, but the intention is that, we're kind of building out our own program, different from the lessees, the prior operators, had set up their program. We may be doing some things differently because of COVID. We may be phasing in some of our operations. So our financial operations are going to look a little different than they have in the past. We look forward to opening and seeing people visit again and get back out on the ship.
The Queen Mary will remain closed to the public until repairs have concluded, but will continue to be available for filming requests to help generate revenue to support the ship's operations. The City of Long Beach created a Queen Mary update webpage that can be found at www.longbeach.gov. This page is live and will keep the public informed. The webpage also includes information on the Queen Mary's economic impacts on the city, a historical overview, the city's stance on preserving the historical integrity and structural safety of the ship, and the city's short and long-term goals during the preservation process. Please visit www.longbeach.gov to stay up to date on the project and to plan your next visit to the iconic Long Beach destination.
This has been the Log Newscast.
May you have fair winds and following seas. Until next time, this is Jordan.
And this is Catherine.
Signing off.